In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
Thank you for coming in today, Drill Sergeant Wilson.
What is this regarding?
I'm interviewing a recruit, Tessa Dixon.
I'm aware of the alleged crime.
She's in custody for... She's been saying a lot of... Well, the line between reality and delusion is thin. I wanted to get your take on the whole thing. She keeps mentioning a cassette tape she had during basic. She feels it's... And sorry, some of this will sound far-fetched, but... She believes it's haunted.
Haunted?
Yes.
Well, I'm not exactly an expert on the paranormal, but I can tell you this much. Tessa Dixon didn't have a cassette during basic training.
Really?
They dump their sacks upon entering the base. We pick through to make sure there's no contraband.
I have the tape in my possession. It was found on the base.
Well, then someone else brought it on.
What was the nature of your relationship with Dixon?
She was my recruit. Company C.
Did you give her special treatment or make comments that could have been interpreted as inappropriate?
I don't like what you're implying, Dr. Martinez.
I'm just trying to get to another side of the story. She says there might have been a slight flirtation, whether you intended it or not.
Our association was strictly professional. I'll need a lawyer for any future conversations.
Drill Sergeant, I didn't mean to...
You have a good day.
Drill Sergeant, just one more thing before you go. Do you think the murder was premeditated?
I don't know. Hard to imagine a recruit doing something that terrible to a fellow soldier. But like I said... I don't know Private Dixon very well.
Fuck.
Oscar, destroy it.
Stop. Stop. Give me 1 second. Just 1 second. Fuck was... Oh, shit. Get it together, Oscar. Jesus. Yes, come in. Thank you. Good morning, Tessa. How are you today? It was, regrettable how things ended last time. Silent treatment isn't going to help either of us, Tessa. I'm sorry about the cuffs. But you didn't exactly give me much of a choice, did you? I know talking will make you feel better. Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Maybe about the murder. I know you say it was self-defense. Did you consider getting rid of it?
Where'd you get that stupid idea?
Last time you said the tape was haunting you. Seems like a logical step that you'd try to destroy it.
No. I never tried to destroy it. Several people told me to, including a voice on the tape. But I already told you, you can't trust the voices on the tape.
Your grandfather.
That's a very lucky guess you just had, Doc. You pick up a lucky penny on your way in this morning?
Nothing to do with luck. Hallucinations of recently departed loved ones are a very common way the mind copes with grief.
I'm sure.
So why didn't you listen?
It's really fucking hard to concentrate. These things aren't constantly jingling and rubbing.
Why didn't you listen to Byron?
Because I didn't want to. Okay?
Why?
Because I didn't want to. Jesus, you're the most annoying shrink in the history of annoying shrinks. I just didn't want to. I don't even know why. But the tape just made me feel safe. Okay? A weird combination of unconditional love and euphoria. I couldn't remember what life felt like without it, so... And plus, it was evidence of Grandpa's murder. So get off my damn dick.
It was?
Wow, are you serious, Doc? I find a recording of a massacre where my grandpa is telling his soldiers to murder innocent people, and you actually think there's a chance it isn't related to his murder. You're either stupid or full of shit. But it did make me realize I needed to get back into the corporal's office. You don't gotta be Nancy Drew to know he was super sketch. And that idea got a whole lot easier when they locked down the base.
And Phillips went missing.
Oh, look at you. There's that smarty pants drink I know, putting those pieces together, one idiotic question at a time.
You and Phillips, she was your battle buddy, right? You had an altercation in the barracks before the whole bunk-tossing fiasco.
Wasn't an altercation as much as me calling her on her homophobia.
That's not what the reports say.
What the hell? They didn't say anything about me being a suspect and Phillip's disappearance on top of everything else.
You were the last person who saw her. She was your battle buddy. You know they still haven't found her. How does that make you feel?
I feel like you're framing me for shit I didn't do. How many people you think I had time to murder during basic? I had nothing to do with Phillips' disappearance. You're right, I'm already accused of one murder. Might as well make it an even two. Add it to my tab.
You don't exactly sound remorseful.
She was an ignorant, loud-mouthed bitch. But that doesn't mean I disappeared her. I was the one who told him she was gone. It was fucking priceless when they realized she was missing. Ugh. And don't worry, this part of the story's got more of the juicy... will they or won't they? Sexual tension with Drill Sergeant Wilson. I can see how much you love it every time I bring it up. You got a little trouble at home, Doc. Need to live vicariously. Normally, I'd send you some choice porn, but since I'm without a phone or internet or really any connection to the outside world, happy to oblige.
Let's keep my personal life out of it, Tessa. It doesn't help us.
Jeez, Doc. Touchy. It's jokes. First rule of rifle marksmanship, point it at the enemy. And rule two, don't let random recruits disappear into thin air.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Jesus, Dixon, watch it. You can't point it wherever you feel like.
I'm sorry, Drill Sergeant.
Didn't you have guns in the home?
Not like this.
You're in the big leagues now. Here, like this. You're looking up to see if you made the shot, and it's pulling the gun out of alignment. Stay in the rifle and follow through with the recoil.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. You'll get it.
Thank you, Drill Sergeant.
Drill Sergeant Wilson, a moment.
As you were, Wilson. Phillips, you're up next.
Phillips. Hey, Phillips. Yo, Conti, you seen Phillips?
Nope.
Liflin.
Sorry, Dixon. Typically, I keep an eye on Phillips, at least on her ass, but I was shooting.
Oh, fuck. Anyone got eyes on her rifle?
Nah, sorry.
Dixon! Where's Phillips?
I don't know, Drill Sergeant.
What do you mean you don't know? Are you telling me you lost your battle buddy, Dixon?
The one fucking person in this whole company you should always have eyes on? When you shit, she's there. When you sleep, she's there. When you contemplate the meaning of the universe, she's fucking there.
I was shooting, Drill Sergeant.
Well, where's her weapon?
I don't know. Drill Sergeant.
You're telling me your battle buddy is missing with her fucking rifle? Get down and give me 50. Now?
Yes, Drill Sergeant.
Trainees, stow your weapons and fall in. You're returning to the barracks until further notice.
I didn't even get a bow. Is this a joke to you, trainee?
No, Drill Sergeant.
You sure?
Yes, Drill Sergeant.
Drop and give me 20.
A teen hit! Red Beast! Sticks and stones may break my bones!
Sticks and stones may break my bones!
The army doesn't want my groans!
The army doesn't want my groans!
Cause all of us are army strong!
Cause all of us are army strong!
All our dicks are thick and long!
All our dicks are thick and long!
Then they locked us down. We were stuck in the barracks for hours, not knowing what the hell was going on. She disappeared with her rifle, which was the part they were most concerned about. I mean, can't have random weapons just floating around a military base. Pretty sure they thought they had an active shooter situation on their hands. And with all the chaos, I thought, perfect timing to give the corporal's office a little old visit.
You broke into his office. Did you mention this last time?
No, I didn't. You okay? All day you've looked kind of green or something.
I'm fine. I just don't have breaking and entering in my report.
Technically the door was open, so I didn't break in. But I definitely wasn't supposed to be there. I'm being honest, right? Admitting crimes you didn't even know I committed.
The door was open.
It was like he was asking for it.
You're sure you didn't tell me this before? I swear I've heard it, but I can't find it in my notes.
You should talk to someone about these delusions. Doesn't sound healthy. Lots of stress lately. I'm fucking with you. You just gotta lean into the deja vu. Let it wash over you.
What?
I had deja vu a lot when I first started listening. Look out for the weird dreams at night and during the day too.
You just gotta lean in. Honestly, fighting makes it worse.
I haven't been having weird dreams.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat. Don't tell me if you don't want.
We're getting off track. This is about you. I'm not gonna let you shift this conversation to me.
Just trying to show I care.
You really expect me to believe the corporal's door was unlocked?
The alternative is thinking I'm an evil genius with a degree in military-grade lockpicking.
No one saw you.
Oh, no. Someone saw me for sure.
I was in a report file.
I mean, how many times do I have to keep telling you, Doc? You gotta look into people's reports. People are dying. This shit is serious. I was thinking of jumping ship and going full team Tessa is crazy with you, Doc. I mean, who breaks into a corporal's office? But then I saw it. A folder with Dixon written right across in pretty little printed letters. So I shoved it in my waistband, and I was about to get the fuck out that bitch. And
you're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here, Dixon?
Nothing, Drill Sergeant. I'm lost.
That is a whole bunch of bullshit, trainee. What are you doing here? Your battle buddy goes missing, and then I find you trespassing in the corporal's office? You better fucking answer me, Dixon. Dixon! Get the hell off of me, Dixon. I am your superior officer. You are in so much fucking trouble.
No. I thought...
You thought what?
I am married,
and even if I wasn't, this is why you have a battle buddy, so shit like this doesn't happen.
I know, but...
Whatever you thought is in your head. I never gave you any sign that... Maintain your distance, trainee. Why are you so fucking aggressive all of a sudden? Where is the respectful soldier that I saw before?
Well, people change. Drill Sergeant.
I don't know what's going on with you, but this isn't you. You're...
I'm what? If you want me to stop, I will. Just say the word. What do you want? Say it.
I don't know. Dixon.
Fuck this thing. Whoever invented belts. Complete asshole.
No one can find out. Promise me.
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Angel Parker as Drill Sergeant Eliza Wilson, Bill Duke as Byron Dixon, Shirley Rodriguez as Conti, with additional performances by Carson Rowland, Fernando Martinez, and Hallie Samuels. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant director, Lynn D'Angona. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering and editing, Neely Oftering. Production coordinator, Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q Code production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.